Governors Daniels and Bayh, Senator Coates and Donnelly, Lieutenant Governor Elsperman, Attorney General Zeller, Secretary of State Lawson, Superintendent Ritz, President Pro Tem Long, Speaker Bosma, members of the Congress, of the General Assembly, the Judiciary, other state officials, friends, fellow Hoosiers, Mom, for the 50th time in our state's storied history, a new administration has peaceably taken office as a living testament to the strength of our Constitution and the character of our people. I am humbled by your trust, honored that you've chosen me to serve, and I am eager to be the governor of all the people of the state of Indiana. Young and old, city and country, rich and poor, we're all Hoosiers. And as Indiana approaches our bicentennial, I know that together we will all write the next great chapter of Indiana history. Permit me to begin by thanking God, whose grace and mercy have sustained us every day that we have served the people of this great state, and sustain us still. To my beloved wife, Karen, our children, Michael, Charlotte, and Audrey, whatever small contributions may flow from my public service are only possible because of your love, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And no one can assume this office without gratitude and appreciation for those who shouldered these responsibilities before. I am grateful to my predecessors. We honor them all this day. Governor Whitcomb, who looks on from home for his patriotism and individualism that exemplify Hoosier character. Governor Doc Bowen, represented by his wife today, whose caring bedside manner led a state through a season of reform. We honor the memory of Governor Orr, whose graciousness and vision began a season of education reform ahead of its time. We honor Governor Bayh, who joins us this day. His youthful energy and frugality defined Indiana for the 90s, and we are honored to have you here. We also honor the memory of Governor O'Bannon, represented here today by his beloved wife. His civility and goodwill remain vivid examples for all of us in public life. And we honor Governor Kernan, who watches from afar today. He steadied us at a time of shock and sorrow and faced with determination and grace challenges he had not sought. And Governor Mitch Daniels, on behalf of a grateful people, I thank you and Sherry for your service, for leaving our state the fiscal and administrative envy of the nation. It's a good thing I'm only succeeding you, because no one will ever replace you. I accept the responsibilities of this office with gratitude and boundless confidence in you, my fellow Hoosiers. We have good government, but make no mistake about it. Our state is poised for greatness, and the core of that greatness is the people of Indiana. Hoosiers have strong opinions and stronger hearts. They're hardworking, honest, patriotic, and best of all, generous to those in need. From the civility of our public discourse, to the selflessness of Hoosier warriors defending us at this hour around the world, to the generosity of volunteers serving early morning coffee to first responders in Henryville. I have seen firsthand the goodness and kindness of our people manifest itself in countless ways. I say without apology, Indiana is the heart of the heartland because Hoosiers are the best people on earth. Now, no one pretends these times are easy or that the challenges we face are small, but we Hoosiers are a resilient lot. It's been that way from the beginning. Indiana was the first state born in the aftermath of the War of 1812. Our state was not settled by seekers of gold or fortune or people who dreamed of a life of ease. Our forebears were builders, farmers, people of fortitude and courage, men and women who chose to brave harsh weather, hardship, to build their future and build a new state in an untamed land, a land one young Hoosier called, quote, a wild region with many bears and wild animals in the woods. That Hoosier was none other than Abraham Lincoln. Describing the state where he grew from a boy to a man, where his family would carve themselves a meager livelihood from the wilderness forest, a state where he would bury his mother and sister before his 21st year, where he learned the Hoosier values that would guide his life, his service, and would lead our nation through the fiery trial of the Civil War. As Governor Otis Bowen often said, Lincoln may have made Illinois, but Indiana made Lincoln. Our first state constitution was written under the shade of an elm tree in Corydon in 1816 by mostly ordinary men, common citizen, frontiersmen. In writing our state charter, early Hoosiers lit a beacon of civilization, hope, and freedom in the old Northwest Territory. 100 years later, that fact would inspire the design of our state flag. Crafted during the state's 1916 centennial celebration, our flag, as you can see, displays a gold torch on a field of blue, surrounded by an outer circle of 13 stars. Those 13 stars represent the 13 original colonies of the United States. The inner five stars represent the next five states admitted to the Union. And the largest star, positioned at the top of the torch, represents Indiana. Our flag signifies that at a time of uncertainty in the life of our nation, Indiana raised up a torch of liberty and enlightenment that banished the darkness, lit the way to the American West, and has become an enduring beacon ever since. For many Americans today is another, if different, time of uncertainty. It's a time where the disconnect between those who serve and the served has never seemed wider, where the common sense of everyday people seems absent from public life. But not here in Indiana. Indiana has chosen a different course. Because of our leadership the past 8 years and the service of thousands of dedicated public servants, Indiana has emerged as a torch of fiscal responsibility, innovation, and reform admired across America. While many of our sister states, some on the coast and some nearby, are struggling, our state is poised for an era of growth like no other in our lifetime. This is our time to shine. But to whom much is given, much will be required. We dare not squander this moment with complacency or self-congratulation. With so many Hoosiers hurting in this economy, we must meet this moment with resolve. Determined to leave our state more prosperous, our children more prepared, and our communities and families stronger than ever before. With so many families and businesses struggling just to get by, we have no choice but to remain bold, optimistic, and relentless in our work until good jobs and great schools and safe streets and strong families become the hallmark of every community in our state. This we must do, and this we will do. If the past 8 years has shown us anything, it's that Hoosiers are willing to do hard things, to embrace change, to demand a government as good as our people, to build schools of promise and policies that will ensure jobs and opportunities for this generation and the next. Now, to do this, we must continue to live within our means, hold the line on spending, and let Hoosiers keep more of their hard-earned income. We must work together to put kids first. You know, there's nothing that ails our schools that can't be fixed by giving parents more choices and by giving teachers more freedom to teach. As my school teacher wife often reminds me, Indiana has the best teachers in the world. And because our present challenges are not just economic in nature, we must also seek ways to strengthen the institutions that nurture the character of our people, most especially the family. This is Indiana's moment. We can once again light the way. We can put Hoosiers back to work and make Indiana first. First in job creation, first in education, and first in quality of life. Each of us has a role to play. Each of us has a torch to light. Whatever it is you can do, do. Improve yourself and you will improve your state. Invest in Indiana with your time and talent. Tell Indiana's story. If you have a job, work at it as never before. If you serve the people, serve with all your heart. If you can build a business, do. If you can start a business, try. If you have a dream, no matter how large, reach for it. Make your community a better place to live, and we'll all have a better life. Raise a child. Read to them. And teach them they live in a place where dreams come true. Because they do. As legendary Hoosier John Wooden said, make every day your masterpiece. Do your part, and I promise you, we will do ours. Together, we will build a more prosperous future. Together, we will open doors of educational opportunity for all of our kids. Together, we will approach our third century with confidence, and Indiana will again become a torch of opportunity and hope, inspiring our people and inspiring our nation. The time is now. The air is cold. So let's get back inside and get to work. Indiana's best days are yet to come. Thank you. God bless you. And may God continue to bless this state we love.